depths of time where secrets lie. A scholar emerges with a searching eye. Parchment in hand and wisdom profound, Professor McKenny explores the lost and found. Through ancient ruins he deciphers the past. Unearthed mysteries, they're here to last. With every discovery, a piece of the puzzle, Professor McKenny's quest, a never-ending hustle. Oh, McKenny, the enigma of our time, unraveling the past, unveiling the sublime. His voice echoes through the halls of academia. Archaeologist, astrophysicist, scientist, mathematician.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th day of April. We have with us my friend, Professor James McKenny. Professor McKenny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist. And his website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Jim, we did some special introduction song just for you, sir. What did you think about it?
Well, I was listening to this. This is interesting. That's
right.
Interesting. What do I say?
Yeah, we have a great production crew. And I should mention also, Jim has a weekly radio talk show. Well, Jim, we got some, I consider it breaking news. Dr. Michael Yaden just did a new video interview. Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. This most recent video, it'll be on my website before the day is over. He's saying that the COVID vaccinations are meant to cause blood clots. It's not a side effect. It's a direct intended effect. Of course, Dr. Yaden is uniquely positioned to make a statement like that and have it backed up, isn't he?
I would say so, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we can address that later if we choose to, but what's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, I think we're looking at I think the founding fathers, and I'm not sure if they even set up the election process. They have a much better system in England where there's a vote of confidence in if the administration fails, it just ends there and they have to rebuild and have another election right away. And the point is, we cannot wait until the November election and then somebody to be installed in January and then other effects to take place. The country is, the inflation has just destroyed the entire country. Everybody is broke. I mean, doctors, attorneys, people making, $220,000 a year are broke. They can't afford to go out and buy a refrigerator for the house, let alone, people are struggling to buy food. This is the state of things. So people below that income level, forget it. They're maxed out on the credit cards. They're maxed out on everything. The economy, the velocity of money, which is the real, it's not the sale of cars or houses. Those are industries and those are indicators, but the real indicator of an economy is the velocity of money. How fast does that dollar change hands? Even Bill Clinton, the drug wheeling governor of Arkansas, knew that when he became president, that it was the velocity of money is what really counts. And actually, Clinton had some, in spite of his associations with the Bushes and the you know, Mena, Arkansas, and all of that stuff. He actually did understand a little bit about economy. The way things are right now, it cannot go on even another day.
Well, it's obviously a true crisis. Where do you see it going, sir?
Well, the Inflation Reduction Act is nothing more than a pork barrel legislation that gives money to every special interest group under the sun. That's what it is.
Right.
It's nothing. It's a huge bill, and then it throws a lot of money at what they call alternative energy. You know, the GEs and the Siemens and the companies that are building, say, solar panels, whatever, are marketing them. A lot of them foreign companies are just getting, and the way they do that is through tax breaks. People like Warren Buffett are just gleeful, and they're just like, okay, now we have a reason to invest in alternative energy because of the tax rebates. And Warren Buffett says it. He repeated his same statement this past week. He goes, now there's a reason to invest in alternative energy. It's not because it works. It's not because, I mean, just imagine this. General Electric has a division for its wind energy, and it's failing. How can, in a world economy where energy is in demand, energy is the major cost of everything we do, and they're selling a product that supposedly converts wind into energy. In other words, it's like here, free energy. All you have to do is put this thing there. It gathers the energy and you sell the energy.
Jim, as you're talking about those massive three-blade turbines?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, let me help you out. I don't know if we've talked about this, but...
Oh, sure.
My wife has a friend who's an engineer who does maintenance on these massive three-blade turbines. What he told her is that they have electric motors to make the blade spin on their own with no wind making it. So it looked like they're making electricity when actually they're just an electric motor making the blades turn.
Yeah.
The whole thing's a scam.
I know that, yeah. Yeah,
well,
it's always been a scam. And but the issue now is with the Inflation Reduction Act, they are just pumping vast amounts of money into that. And the end result is that nothing is, we're not getting energy back. It's just a big expense. And these companies are benefiting. But the question is, how could a company that produces this product be going broke in that division, not
exactly.
In their main division?
How is that possible? Right.
It's not possible unless it doesn't work. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Absolutely. Jim, we got a caller on hold. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. Tax is something you're talking about, inflation. What people need to understand, and tax time is really the best time to talk about this, because the income tax is inexorably linked, or the modern income tax of 19th, the 16th Amendment. That is linked inexorably to the creation of the infamous Federal Reserve, which was snuck in with a big fraud on the American people. First of all, what we need to do is I need to understand who is controlling the quantity of money out there. And the quantity of money is what causes currency inflation. It is increasing. It is when you increase the rate of the creation of money faster than you are creating new goods and services, or increasing the amount of goods and services that are transacted within the economy. That is what they need to understand. First of all, and that is right now the quantity of money ultimately is being controlled by a private banking cartel set up by those that got us into World War I to finance this war end all wars and create an elite and pave the way for a new world order.
John, do you have a question for Professor McKinney?
Yes. What would you do? First of all, what would you replace the Federal Reserve with if you could abolish it? And how would you reform the creation of original money in the United States? And how would you bring new money into existence? And how would you pump it out?
Okay, that's three questions. You want to handle that, Jim?
Well, what I'm going to do is describe the way it was originally. And this was described to me by an economist. But the original Congress had the ability to create money originally. And what they did is they foresaw the amount of growth in the economy. More people were being born. They needed more wagon wheels. They needed more money for road building, whatever it was. They made an estimate and they created that amount of money. It was that money that was backed up by gold. Okay, once the bridges were built, once the buildings were built, once the houses were built, whatever it was, then that money was backed by infrastructure. And so it no longer had to be backed by gold. So there's really a big misconception about gold-backed currency. It's only the part that's the new growth that's backed by gold. You don't back all of the currency with gold. And so that's the original system where Congress would appropriate the amount of money required for growth in the next 6 months, say. And then they would create that. It would be sent to the mint. And when a dollar was printed, there would be gold put in the reserve to cover that. So if somebody came in, they could exchange that dollar bill for a equivalent amount of gold, whatever the gold was worth. So there's a misconception about backing of newly printed money. And so anyway, that's the original system. That's the way it was meant to be, and that's the way the country operated before the Federal Reserve. So anyway, that's the answer.
But here I would abolish, I would not benchmark the creation of money to any kind of specie or any kind of commodity. Then it just becomes at the mercy of whoever controls the commodity in any case. What it should be money to be in the public interest must have no intrinsic value in and of itself. It must be as abstract as possible. And it must be understood that its value is its stability as a store of value is related to how much is out there in proportion to the amount of goods and services there are to be transacted. Now,
we need to move on, John. We do thank you for your call. Let's go ahead, Jim. Where do you want to go next?
I just want to reiterate that the country is economically dead, and that makes it a very weak country also, with massive amounts of money being poured into other ventures where that money has no accountability. So anyway, I don't, it's not a political issue. It's an economic issue. And the problem is the country is really hamstrung right now. If this goes on for another, which it would literally go on for another year and potentially longer, there's really no room for it to continue. It has to, anyway, I don't have a solution because there is no solution. The political system was set up to have elections every 4 years.
That's right. That's right. Okay. What's next on your list, Jim?
I wanted to talk a little bit about archaeology. And the time frame they're still pushing this idea that man came across the Bering Strait and populated the Western Hemisphere. It's still going on, but the time frame pushing back for, say, the Incas, the thing I want to differentiate here is when we talk about the Incas and the Mayas, those were the oldest groups that have a history that we know of has a history. The Aztecs were a very modern group of indigenous people, but before them were the Toltecs, of which we know very little. There's the north of Mexico City. There's the lot of the ruins of the Toltec cultures. But the point is that what we consider to be the modern Toltecs and the Mayas and the Incas came after what is very clearly in all of their histories, a major earth disaster, where the earth really was taken asunder by tsunamis. They talk about the tsunamis, and it's very clear. They all talk about Quetzalcoatl, which was the plumed serpent god of the sky, which relates to the planet Venus. And then they rebuilt and rebuilt their cities. But it's important to understand that when we talk about the Mayas, we're talking about a culture that existed and peaked around 800 AD. Their history went back a number of thousands of years, and they carried all those traditions on from thousands of years earlier. And some people might think, well, how could they do that? That's a long time to carry a tradition. And you could look at other traditions, like, say, just the Christian tradition, which is over 2,000 years old and continuing very strong worldwide. So people take these traditions and they continue, and sometimes they lose some of their meaning over time. But the point is that there were stages of the Incas, the pre-Incas, and then there's the event, which what Velikovsky talks about, the Venus event. And then there was the civilizations, which were very large, that came before. And that's when archaeologists go out and start searching old ruins, like Göbekli Tepe. It's hard to say Göbekli. I have a hard time saying that one. It's a kind of a tongue twister. But in Turkey, and you find these ruins of civilizations maybe 6, 7, 8, up to maybe 12,000 years ago. Those came prior to the two major events. You had the Noah's flood, and then you had the Venus event. And these were worldwide events, which just devastated the population and changed the terrain. And that's part of the issue with archaeology, is that most of the archaeology that is significant is under the water, out in the ocean. An interesting aspect of this is when the Polynesians started to populate the South Pacific islands, they were looking for something. They were looking for a land that was lost, a large continental section of land, and that's what they were looking for. So the Polynesians also had this history of the earth being very different than it is today. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about that, because what's going on today, there's a lot of people out there talking about, say, earth-wide events that were 11, 12,000 years ago as being the last major event. It's just not true. There were major events probably 6,000 years ago, probably close to 4,000 years ago, sometime in that time frame.
Amazing. Here's our break. Call them *12-248-8252.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by the Engine Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Engine Cleaner. Pain issues got you down? Same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Engine Cleaner. I'm picking up a fresh batch this week. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get back to our discussion, how can people listen to your radio show live and to the archives, please?
Yes, John. Tomorrow night would be Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. Hour number 2, and the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad in his 24th commercial-free year. Also, the archives on my webpage, which is linked from your page. Want to mention also that I have, I want people to listen to last week's show, go to the archives, and I introduce a new product that I have. It's deals with the with cosmology. It's called Eclipsed, the New Cosmology, and it uses the eclipse that just happened as a focus point for discussing basically my work, which goes back close to 50 years now, and discussing cosmology, the way it has to be reorganized. So anyway, tomorrow night I'll be switching gears a little bit because I spent 3 weeks talking about the eclipse And we can talk a little bit about that now also.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, it turned out to be a rather nothing burger in terms of, it's amazing. I never got responses of many times on this show or on other shows, my own show, etc. I talked about amateurs taking pictures of the total eclipse with their amateur equipment, of which there are literally tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of amateurs out there that have equipment that with the proper filters where they could take pictures of the star pattern around the eclipse and then send them in for analysis. And the whole reason being that in 1919, Arthur Eddington and his companions did that with their telescopes. They took a picture of an eclipse and basically faked the data to so-called prove general relativity, an aspect of general relativity dealing with the bending of light in a gravitational field. But other than that, I found it interesting of everything I saw and everything, the feedback that people sent in, nobody ever mentioned that in the news media. It should have been, you know, one of the major scientific achievements based on eclipses was that 1919 measurement by Eddington. But nobody wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole, obviously. So they talk about things like Bailey's beads and the solar corona, and make sure you wear your glasses, etc. So it's in the science reporting is really interesting to see what they push and what they don't push. Very clearly, nobody allowed to talk about the Eddington experiment, which was flawed.
Absolutely. Well, that's fascinating, Jim. Jim, we got a call and holder. We got Michelle in New York. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Yeah, I really wanted to start my morning by listening to Professor McKinney make fun of people that think they know everything because they follow people like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I think it's hilarious.
Especially in New York. I'm sure he's king of the hill in New York. He's the operator, or the, what would you call, the technical staff of the, is it the Hague Planetarium? I forget the name of, but it's in New York City, you know, the planetarium where the people go and learn about the stars, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're the first guy that actually that went into detail about the tier one, two, and three scientists. I think that's so fascinating.
Yeah, that's the first thing people have to understand about science is that, you know, there's the gee whiz science, which you get on the History Channel. Then you get the a little bit more sophisticated, which you might get in, maybe Science, Scientific American, something like that. That would be another level. Then you get the real hardcore tier two, which would be Nature magazine in England or Science magazine, and that's would be considered probably top level peer reviewed material in the U.S. And then you have tier one science, which nobody ever sees. Very few people. I've been there. I've been there, bought the t-shirt, I might say, although I never worked for the government. I've seen it. I'm very familiar with it. Those people talk to me, but it's not anything that the public's ever going to see. But,
thank you. I'm going to call back later. I have some questions for Jeff, so I'll talk to you later.
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're adding to my COVID panel several times a week. Most recent edition will be before the business day is over. A video just done in the last couple of days. Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, he's now saying publicly that the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to cause blood clots. These are not side effects. They are the direct intended effects. You'll find the details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting Professor McCanny, his website is linked to my link page at thelibertyman.com. Let's go ahead and continue, Jim.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Mars. We have the little Mars rovers, which I guarantee you that's not what the tier one level of science is doing at Mars, but that's, like I say, the garbage science pawned off on the public. But right now, I forget the name of the rover. Let me pull it back up here. One of the rovers right now is in a riverbed. And you can see, you know, when you're in a riverbed that's the water's not there, it's a dried up riverbed. You see the round rocks, you see the sediment filling in between the rocks at the base, because, and that's what it looks like. Well, the little rover is in the middle of a riverbed right now. And, of course, there's no water. There's no water on Mars at all. And, it's like the white elephant in the room that nobody can see. One time I was at an American Geophysical Union meeting, and I went into one of the conference sessions. It was going to be about Mars, and at that time, that was, you know, 20 years ago maybe, they had photographs, up-close photographs of water erosion on Mars. And I got there early. So there were these two NASA scientists sitting there, and they knew who I was. They recognized me. And they were kind of mumbling to themselves. But they had photographs of what were clearly water erosion. These guys are geologists. And they're going, yeah, this is recent erosion. You know, like in the last, you know, very recent. Because of the, you know, after time rock changes forms, because if it's because of the atmosphere, etc. So they could tell that these rocks had water erosion, heavy water erosion, and it was recent, and it was in the presence of an atmosphere. But they couldn't say that in their talk, and they were complaining about that. And I went into a conference room. I usually got there early. And there were scientists. This was another different session because mainly I dealt with solar physics when I was at the American Geophysical Union meeting, solar physics and its effect on Earth weather, things like that, or comets. And they were talking about the same thing, is that the there were certain things they couldn't talk about, which were obvious in their data. But this is the state of science, like I say, tier two science, where they're allowed to say certain things and not allowed to say certain things.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You covered that topic sufficiently. You ready to move on, sir?
I just wanted to recount another thing that happened. This is back in the Comet Halley's days. I was at an American Geophysical Union meeting. It was in San Francisco. And it was dealing with original data from the first comet they visited. It was called Giacobini-Zinner. And then there was Halley's Comet. And they were discussing all of these at this one meeting. And I was at a supper. I went with a guy named Jonathan Eberhardt and some of the other scientists that were on the NASA team that went to Giacobini-Zinner. And as a result, Jonathan Eberhardt wrote an article about my work dealing with predictions on comets. He got a call from, he doesn't know who from, he didn't know, but they told him, don't ever mention my name again. If you do, your career will end. And he didn't, of course, he was a green journalist. He didn't and understand what was going on, but he later recounted that to me. And this is back in the mid 80s. They're really conscious of me and my work, and that they really don't want the public to hear about this. And journalists are just absolutely prohibited from mentioning my name. So that's, you know, and this is still going on today. People following me around trying to sabotage my work or whatever I'm doing.
That's unfortunate, but that is reality, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's just really bizarre. I mean, I don't know what they're afraid the public will find out, but that's it's a fact. The one thing they're really, really afraid the public will find out is about the true history of man and the significance of comets, and that comets are not dirty snowballs, and that comets can be big, etc. It's one of their main things, and I figured out a long time ago what the issue is they clearly don't have control over these things. And if something big occurs in the sky, they got to say, oh, that's just that little comet up there. Like Hale-Bopp was a great example of a big comet, had a Earth-sized nucleus in it, and they'll go, oh no, that's really big, that's 40 miles across the nucleus, you know, just lying to the public. But that's what they're really afraid of, is the public figuring out that there's something they don't have control over.
Yes, that would be, they would consider that an extreme danger, wouldn't they?
Right. And it's when people look up in the sky, they, you know, realize that Congress, the president, the banks, you know, their mortgage company, the insurance company, the CIA, the FBI, the local police force, whatever, have no control over that thing up there. And that is disconcerting for those people. Anything that threatens their authority has to be squelched. And you see that in the news media. Anything that has to be squelched.
And they're pretty good at doing it, aren't they?
And that's why they don't like Trump. It's not, in a sense, he's in with the New York banking community and all of that. But the reason they don't like him is because he organizes a base of people that they're very afraid of, and it happens to be the white Christians. So that's why you're called racist and bigots and everything else, because they don't want that group organizing under any circumstances, and that's what Trump does. Not that Trump is, and he's also not one of their groomed players. He's a loose cannon, so to speak. They can't control him.
Yeah, he's uncontrollable, and everything they try against him makes him stronger, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, it's really interesting to watch. So I don't get involved in politics one way or the other, but you look back and you look at the overall picture, and that's what they're afraid of. Somebody that they don't control being in, getting into some major position. That's why Hillary Clinton didn't become president. Back in when Obama became president, she thought she was going to be queen of the hill. And they had to set her down and show her, that she was not in control. She was not going to be Mrs. President. She was going to be their worker bee. And she didn't understand that. So she needed to eat some humble pie there to understand that, like they did with Billy. Billy got the same treatment before he was allowed to become president. They knocked him out of being governor of Arkansas. And when he came back, as the expression goes, he got religion. He understood who controls things, and that he was, he got to be president as long as he played the game.
And he played the game quite well, didn't he?
Right. And that's why when all the stuff was going on with him, he just laughed it off, because he knew nothing would really happen to him. And that's the way with all those people. Or this hearing of what Bob Alinsky talking about Biden and corruption and things like that. Nothing's going to happen. That's just a dog and pony show.
Right. Yeah. He was protected at the very highest levels, wasn't he, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, those people, they don't even blink. It's like, they know that nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen except, Bill Clinton spent 3 months in Moscow. I think it was around the summer of 1970. I may have missed it off by a year or two. But there's never been a public explanation about the 3 months he spent in Moscow.
Right. Well, he was a... a Rhodes Scholar. And
right. If
you look at Cecil Rhodes' mandate, is to bring the United States back under England. That's what the Rhodes Scholars do. And there's about 7,000 of them now in Washington, D.C., running different aspects of departments. And the whole purpose is to destroy the United States and bring it back under England. You can read it. I mean, it's public information. It's not a secret. So when you see people like Bill Clinton, who was a Rhodes Scholar, or a lot of the people in like the high up in cabinets, things like that, Rhodes Scholars, one thinks that, oh, these guys are really smart. No, they were taken to England to be groomed to come back to the United States. And that's why they also know, like the famous tarmac meeting between Bill and the what's her name, who was also a Rhodes Scholar, the what do you call it, the attorney general there?
Right.
What's
right.
her name? Those people know that
Reno.
Nothing's going to happen.
Reno. I think it was Reno.
Yeah. No, no, not Janet Reno. But when he was, the whole issue about Hillary in the email server, right. He met with that attorney general in the, remember, for talking about the kids in golf.
Exactly. What a story.
Yeah, they know nothing's going to happen. Yeah, they already know that the court system is fixed. Nothing's going to happen to them.
Absolutely. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, good morning. So, Professor McKinney, I would like to get your opinion of when you say they are trying to keep, you know, your knowledge suppressed, and or they are keeping, or, you know, did not allow Hillary to become president. In your opinion, who is they on both of those?
Okay, the structure, simple 101 version of what's going on, the Vatican Bank, which has the front agency as the Rothschild Bank or the International Monetary Fund, there's various names for it, which then the Bank of London and the Rothschild Bank actually operates out of Germany, and the main office is in the Vatican. Then Washington, D.C. is the military arm of that, and then the Federal Reserve, which is the controlling monetary system of the world. The police force of all of this is the CIA. The CIA has nothing to do with the United States. It is the police force of the World Bank. So when I say they, that's them, if you want to.
Okay.
And all of the departments of the government, the president, everybody falls under the direction of the CIA. That's where... and there have been a few presidents that thought they were going to be president. One was Ronald Reagan, one was John Kennedy. And it's interesting when they asked Putin about presidents and his interaction, because he had been in office in Russia for all of those years with many different interacting with many different presidents. He says, yeah, the first thing they do is they take those guys into the basement and tell them where the bear shits in the woods. This is the way it is. And, you know, so the president is just a figurehead. That's why Obama could go golf every day. He didn't do anything. He just had to sit down for the camera every now and then.
So do you think it's the same group of people that is trying to keep your information quiet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's the CIA runs all of the, you know, the NSF and the National Institute of Health and all of the science stuff, NASA. They really took over NASA in about 1991. Although they controlled it previously, that's when they really put the lid on it with the contracts and gag orders, things like that. But
you have to understand space and science.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, one last question. If that's correct, and I tend to believe that it is, why would they be engineering the collapse of this nation? And because if it's turned over to China in any way, shape, or form, they're going to be eliminated.
No. You don't understand. China is a big World Bank player. China, it's a dog and pony show, you know, and that's why they're upset with Putin, is because he reverted back to Russia being a Christian nation. Eastern Orthodox religion is the national religion of Russia. You know, he changed the banking system. He went out to, you know, created the BRICS nations, which is growing much stronger right now. And that's why they are really up in arms against Putin, is because, you know, they don't care about Ukraine. And that's just another country they can destroy for their the military industrial complex to make money. which they own also, by the way. China is a major player in the World Bank. And what they have to do is to ask you a question. That knows anything, and they know this better than anybody, is they cannot have a new world order with one powerful nation like the United States. Simple.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, Kyle. We're on our last break. We got one more caller. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Rasayana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, we'll see if we can squeeze one last call in here. Ken in Texas, we're almost out of time, sir.
Good morning. Am I on?
You're on. Go ahead.
Thank you. Professor McKinney, I would like to take a stab at the reason why they're so afraid of you. And my observation is that they practice scientism, which is basically a religion, which is why they have slogans like, you know, believe the science or believe in the science, when actually they're saying scientism, whereas you actually practice science, which is, you know, the root meaning of that etymological significance of that is the root of science actually means knowledge. And they don't want people to have the truth, the real knowledge. And so that would be my observation on why I think what happens to you happens to you. And I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Yeah, scientists are supposed to wear their skinny little tie and be in their little office. And, you know, when I talk to people like mathematicians or people in universities, ivory towers, they're afraid just being in my presence. They're like, because they are so cloistered, and that's the only word you can use. What's a cloistered person? A person that has their belief systems, they have to stick to that. But they're very weak, extremely weak people. I have a hard time being with them because they just suck the energy out of me. They're extremely weak people. And so, and that's what you have for scientists, mathematicians. You know, they go 150 years trying to solve the Riemann hypothesis, which has no ability to tell you anything about prime numbers, even if it were solved. You know, and so it's just, you know, that's mathematics, the same thing in science. We've landed on comet nuclei, and there's no water, ice, or snow, or anything. It's a hot, dry rock. Yet they keep calling it a snowball. I mean, these people are brain dead. What else can you say? And that's what scientists are supposed to be. But on the tier one level, those people have a very different view of the world, and they understand that tier two science is there just to fool the public. They spend a lot of money. You know, the AGU meeting, you'll have 20,000 scientists, you know, assimilating on various tier two science, just garbage science. They've been looking for dark matter for 20 years. They can't even tell you what it is. Anyway.
Well, we are out of time. Thank you, Jim.
Take care, John.
All right. We're topped out.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.